Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing the significant topics of reaching the people that don't have churches among them. They call them the unreached people groups. Why this is important? This is very important because the gospel easily spread but does not easily jump. So the gospel, Christianity, often is spread within a community where relevant churches do exist but does not normally jump cross cultural boundaries between peoples, especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. All right, so we are talking about what the Apostle Paul said. My ambition has always been to preach the good news where the name of Christ has never been heard, rather than where a church has already been started by someone else, Romans 15. So our goal is to evangelize those people groups that don't have disciples of Jesus among them. I want to move to a different issues that relates to our topic that God wants you to be aware of. I want to end this topic by saying there are places in the world today that are totally dark spiritually. The light of the gospel has never shone even once, never. We need to penetrate these places with the light of the gospel. So what is needed is a new group of men and women and the pastors and the Christian leaders who will decide to get involved in reaching these places, these people who need answers to their questions, like Muslims. Okay, we need to ask, who hasn't heard? Where do they live? How can I help? We in this generation can use our lives, allow God to use our lives to extend the church to where the church does not exist. We must press forward. All right, now I want to move into another issue. We notice that in the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus had a deep conviction of a special mission to the Jewish people. Jesus' personal ministry focused, yes, on the Jews. Jesus instructed his disciples on their first preaching mission to focus on the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. We know that from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, and Luke, chapter 10, I believe. They must concentrate upon the Jewish cities first, Jesus' disciples, because if they don't repent quickly, they will face judgment. There is a reason for that. The need was more urgent for Israel than for the Gentile nations, where the time of judgment would come later. That's how I see it. God desires to make the Hebrew people a light to the nations. I understand. The Jews should be most receptive to Jesus' message because they know the Old Testament and were expecting the Messiah. Okay, notice in the same context in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, Jesus predicted that the preaching ministry of the disciples would be extended to the Gentiles. Please pay attention to that. And I am reading Matthew 10, verse 18. You will stand the trial before governors and kings because you are my followers, but this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and Gentiles about me. Also, the Apostle Paul later said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. So from the beginning, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, were in God's mind and the eternal plans. Okay, Jesus and the Gentiles. We know from the gospel that Jesus profoundly cared for non-Jewish people. This is important. Jesus told the Jews, many in Israel has leprosy in the time of the prophet Elijah, but the only one healed was Naaman a Syrian. Wow! You can read that in the gospel according to Luke chapter 4, verse 27. Many in Israel has leprosy in the time of the prophet Elijah, but the only one healed was Naaman, a Syrian. Ooh. No more dramatic illustration could have been given that the grace of God was not limited to the people of Israel, and that the Gentile often displayed greater faith than those who were considered a children of the kingdom. This is very important for many of us to realize. Remember, Naaman the Syrian was not only a Gentile, but a military leader, captain of the Syrian army, which at the very time was at war with Israel and had almost eradicated Israel. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 14. So you can apply all that, because sometimes we think God wanna kill all the Palestinian people and doesn't care about the Gentiles, the Palestinians. You know, actually, I found two verses, even in the Old Testament, that God said, share the land. You can look at these two verses. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 21 to 23. And Leviticus chapter 19, verses 33 and 34. God wants the Jews and the Palestinians and the Arabs to share the land and to live in peace and to love each other. God wants them to be reconciled to each other and to Him through repentance. Both need to repent and believe in Jesus. God does not want anything else but that. Okay.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
We are out of time for today, but I want to mention, I would love to speak at your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam, my brothers and sisters.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.